celebrate her 10th birthday. I'm Valerie Bonk.
The Washington football team's trademark application gets denied. I'm Acacia James.
How removing a driving lane from one local road may save lives. I'm Michelle Murillo.
Maryland and Virginia report positive milestones in the fight against COVID. It's 2 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Tropical storm Claudette has been deadly, with at least 12 deaths reported in Alabama. The storm causing flash flooding and spurring tornadoes that destroyed dozens of homes. 10 people, including 9 children, were killed when 2 vehicles collided on a highway in South Alabama. Officials believe the wet roadways caused the vehicles to hydroplane and crash. Claudette is a tropical depression now, with parts of the southeast bracing for nasty weather. WBTV's Lee Brock in Charlotte, North Carolina.
From Mount Olive toward Mooresville, if you're heading along 21 or 77 in Iredell County, pretty heavy rain for you. Anybody traveling along 85 in Rowan County, from Salisbury down toward China Grove, even down into Kannapolis, Rockwell, Rymer.
Out west, a different weather story where many areas are still dealing with the extreme heat. This man is working at an open-air market in the Bay Area.
We got the bunches, 3 bunches for 5. Got the delicious squash over here, folks.
It's a little bit hotter back where we're from Merced. It's a little bit better to be here in this area. It's a little bit cooler for us.
In Death Valley, it hit 128 degrees, the highest temp measured anywhere on the planet so far this year. Some warnings for the U.S. about rejoining the Iran nuclear deal.
Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett says Iran's presidential election is a warning to world powers not to return to the nuclear deal with Tehran.
These guys are murderers, mass murderers. A regime of brutal hangmen must never be allowed to have weapons of mass destruction.
Bennett said Iran has executed thousands, but nuclear weapons could kill millions. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
The number of people getting vaccinated is declining. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb on CBS's Face the Nation said there are ways to get that number back up.
We need to think about a different vaccine delivery strategy to get the people who are still reluctant or who still face challenges getting into those access sites.
In London, soccer stadiums are playing double duty, getting transformed into super pop-up shot sites as they push to get younger adults vaccinated. Back to business means many companies are bringing employees back to the office. On Face the Nation, author Daniel Pink talked about what we learned through the pandemic.
We learned about trust. We also learned that some face-to-face interaction is essential, but not all face-to-face interaction is necessary every single day. And I think what we're going to end up with on the other side of this is an enduring form of hybrid work.
Feels like summer already in parts of the country, but summer officially starts tonight at 11:32 p.m. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
It is 2:03 on a Sunday, June the 20th, 2021. A happy Father's Day. Right now, 87 degrees, going up to the lower 90s. And a good afternoon to you. I'm Mike Murillo. The top local stories we're following this hour. Police in Herndon, Virginia continue to investigate a triple homicide as those who live nearby say the family was planning for a celebration when tragedy struck yesterday.
The bodies of an adult and 2 children were found inside a Herndon apartment on Florida Avenue. And police say a suicide that took place at a parking garage in Reston is connected. Neighbors at the apartment complex told our news partner at NBC4 that a mother and her 2 children were killed. They said the youngest was about 6 years old and the oldest was a girl turning 10 years old on Saturday.
Why the girls? Like, the girls had nothing to do. Like, they just woke up, probably. Maybe the girl woke up happy about her 10th birthday.
Police say the man who committed suicide had a personal relationship with the 3 victims. Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
We turn to the weather. We said it could be up to the lower 90s today when it comes to the actual temperature, but it could feel like the upper 90s because of the humidity. As a result, D.C. has activated its heat emergency plan for today and tomorrow. That means cooling centers will be open throughout the city on both days. The city activates the heat emergency plan when the heat index or temperature is expected to reach above 95 degrees. For more information, visit WTOP.com. You can get help finding a cooling center there as well. Trademark trouble for the Washington football team. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office says no to the team's request to get a TM next to its name.
The team applied for the trademark last year following its decision to change its former name, which many people considered offensive and insensitive. According to multiple reports, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office denied the request due to previous registrations by Philip McCulley, who owns the Washington Football Club, and the likelihood of consumers being confused or deceived. The team could continue to use the name as an unregistered trademark. However, it would not be able to stop others from using it. The team has until December 18th to file a response to the office. Acacia James, WTOP News.
Bike riders in Montgomery County are hoping a new look on a local road is here to stay.
You may have noticed a portion of University Boulevard in Montgomery County between Arcola Avenue and Amherst went from three driving lanes down to two. Where the curb lane was, there are now flexible white dividers, making it a protected bike lane.
The first time anywhere in the state of Maryland, a curb lane that was formerly used for cars has been given over to use by bikes and scooters and the like.
Peter Gray with Open Streets Montgomery says over the next few months, the State Highway Administration will see how much this pilot project is used and decide if they want to try more of them. Gray's belief is that lanes like this will help fulfill Montgomery County's Vision Zero plan to eliminate fatalities on county roads by the end of 2030. Michelle Morello, WTOP News.
It's popular and cheap and a way residents and tourists like to get around the U.S. Capitol and the nation's capital as a whole. So the District Department of Transportation has extended its deadline for you to have your say about proposed D.C. circulator route changes.
The comment period now ends Friday, June 25th. Officials say they want to hear more from the public on proposals for a new Ward 7 route for the circulator. That route would provide a unique east-west connection between Wards 6 and 7, supplementing the existing WMATA Route 97 service that only operates during peak hours. There will be a public hearing after the comment period closes. Christopher Cruz, WTOP News.
Coming up after traffic and weather, both Virginia and Maryland reach good milestones in the fight against COVID-19. It's 206.
If you own a commercial building, you're busy running your business. When your paint is fading, peeling, or needs a fresh new coat inside or out, that's CertaPro Painters' business. CertaPro Painters manage every detail worry-free and get your job done on time and on budget. More than 20,000 properties a year are trusted to CertaPro Painters. We make it our business. Go to CertaPro.com to get your project started. That's Certa with a C. Each CertaPro Painters' business is independently owned and operated.
If a car dealer asks you to pay the freight, don't do it. You never pay additional freight charges at the all-new Hart Nissan.
It's the dealer that's all Hart.
At Hart Nissan, you can be 100% confident that you paid a competitive price, and we will never ask you to pay additional freight charges. So drive home a new 2021 Hart Nissan Murano SV for just $349 a month. Yes, a new Hart Nissan Murano loaded with technology and Nissan Safety Shield for just $349 a month. That's a 36-month lease with $2,400 due at signing. Worried about your credit? Forget it. If you have a job making